Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi guys, I'm Candy.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is the first time you're listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet and we get some things off of our chest and you get some things off of your chest. So, But first girl, you know what we gotta do.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my cheek on her side. So she got what all the way. These are my confessions.
Ooh!
Yeah.
Because
This particular bonnet looks like, remember that little Pillsbury dough chef that used to wear
Do not kill me. Candies.
And he used to wear his little chef hat.
No, you know Candice and Bode actually disrespect me the second I enter into the house. Because tell me why I open the door and then Bode goes, why didn't you just ask for help when you were moving house instead of rocking up here looking like a church girl? First thing he says to me at the door, I'm stressed, Uncle Bode. I've been moving house. Okay? Now, this morning I literally was like, I don't know where my wigs are. I don't know which box. I don't know which box the wig is in. The bonnet's coming on. And I matched it with the dress. Are you dumb?
I'm screaming.
Why do I
always cry?
I don't know which box it is in. Ah, listen.
Do you know what? I always feel, because are we mid-season in terms of recording now?
Yeah,
I always feel like there's a bit of a lull. Are you feeling lolly?
You know what it is? All the things I've been holding on to have exited throughout the weeks of the season. And now we get to this part and then I'm like, okay.
Like, I've got it off my chest.
Like, you know, cool. Hmm. But you feel like there's a lull? You feel a lull?
No, maybe not a lull. I don't know what I mean, but I always feel like mid-season, like you said, and you've just explained it correctly, all the stuff we've been holding when we're off season out, and now it's like,
way you came for the tabbies, I knew you've been holding that in for a second.
Right,
that was on your throat. Right, so now you're like,
okay, I feel like I've released that. Anyway, do you have a confession? Because you, Sorrel, don't want me to confess nothing today.
What,
you don't?
Oh
yeah, I got a confession.
No, the thing is, sometimes okay, go on.
I'm a messy bitch.
But the thing is, it takes a lot to get you to messiness.
I know.
It takes a lot to get you there. But sometimes, you know, I find it so fun. And God puts people in people's lives for a reason. But me and Bode are literally just there to, like, we're just holding you. Just to make sure you're just, there's a ring around you at all times.
The thing is, the dog leashes they've got me on, they're the retractable ones. So for a few moments, I think I've got freedom and I'm galloping. And then this is...
And you just get back to it. You better sit right here. Stop. Because honestly, I said, no. Listen.
I'm a messy boots.
But I feel like, over the years, that is like one of the best. That's why people let's say, like, I'm in my Werther's original era. Like, the older you get, the less you give a heck.
The less you care. And even the little bit that I am giving the heck, it's purely just down to professionalism.
Yeah.
If I worked in a different space,
listen,
the bucket would be empty of fucks.
The 5 I'm maintaining now is because I gotta eat. But if I was on the Sainsbury's checkout,
listen, I'd be dashing your stuff. I'd be, go get your goddamn egg. Bam, pick up your legs. Have you seen that video? It's like, this is the fastest cashier I've ever seen in my life, and he ain't.
Listen, that look. Anyway, right,
0 Fs.
Okay, what is your confession?
I have 2.
Okay.
I have 2, but like, okay, cool. You know what? Let me just keep it real. Let's keep it real. I Sorrel.
Yeah.
I'm a simp.
Now, what does simp mean?
It means...
Charlie's
giggling. I'm a simp. And the thing is, as much as I am woman empowerment, can't tell me what to do, who the fuck is you putting bass in your voice at? I am also like, yes, baby. Yes, baby. I'm the biggest simp ever. It makes me sick. It makes me sick. I've been thinking of things to do for that man. I've been thinking of ways.
Oh.
I'm disgustingly simpy. But I'm a simp and I hold my hands up and I'm okay.
That's so mad. And I don't mind. It's not, no, I don't even think that's cringe. I just, of course, I just prefer when men are simps then.
Same.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You definitely can't be in a relationship where you are the only simp as a woman.
Yeah, because that's just, that's not
unbalanced.
And he's just going to use you. Yeah, that's mad.
You can't do that. Yeah. You both have to be equally simpy, but I think...
Or I even think women in hetero relationships have to reserve their simpiness and give it out like treats.
So here's my simpiness. My simpiness is in my brain and in my heart, okay? And as and when I sprung a little simpy. But it's the fact that 99% of the time, I'm thinking about that goddamn man. And I wouldn't change a damn thing.
Golly! That is so
golly!
Am I a simp?
Would you say you're a simp?
Mm-mm.
No. She said, peace and love.
And
is Bode a simp?
Sorry, babe, huge.
The biggest and the best. Biggest and the best.
Huge. Like, Bode is actively thinking about me 5 ways in 1 second.
Yeah.
And like, and just like, oh, and what does she need now? And what does future her need? And like you said, you know, when you were saying like you and Bode have me on these leashes.
Yeah.
Like, if he knows I'm about to revert to my South London triggered self.
Yeah.
He's phoning all the friends and he's like, Candice is going to phone you with this sitch. Do not gas her up.
Yeah.
Because
I'm in
the house trying to keep these flames.
Right.
Like he's always ahead.
Right.
Which he's is interesting.
Thinking 3 steps ahead.
Yeah.
I think, I think my simpiness comes out in a different way. I think my man's is definitely like he, again, thinks of what I need before I need it.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes he'll be like, oh, I've ordered this thing from Amazon for you. And I'm like, okay. And then it arrives and he's like, oh, yeah, you were saying A, B, C, D about your keys.
And I'm like,
was I?
Yeah.
I was? Yeah. Okay, thank you. Like, very, very cute. Like, just thinks of me at random.
Actually actively listening. When I'm not even listening to myself. Yeah.
Don't even get me started. Because I'm the first person to complain, but will I change it?
Right.
Will I do something about it?
Right. But I'm going to loud how my life is sitting down and I need a strategy.
I'm going to cuss out everything, but I'm going to sit down.
The perfume. So, guys, you can't see, but Bode arranged my perfume collection because they were sitting in direct sunlight. And he knew it. I was like, let it fry.
Yeah. And wait.
So he's like, fine, I'll do it.
Yeah.
That stuff.
That.
And I think about... So maybe it's, I don't know, but I think about Bode in a very legacy way.
Oh, okay, we simp in the same way. Yeah,
I'm a legacy simp.
Because I'm thinking about how are we getting you from here?
Always.
To here?
Oh, God.
How are we getting you from here? Because I'm trying to, my man.
And also, I'm trying to see you shine separately from me. I don't want to have to be in the room for people to put respect on your name.
Because the respect that I have for you must be shared.
It must transfer. And
you're a simp. You're the biggest simp.
I'm going. A simp.
You're a simp. We simp in that way.
I'm a legacy simp. Yes. I'm like, yes. What business could he be creating?
Thank you. I'm a
what
dreamer.
What are your talents? What?
Yes. I dream for you.
Yes.
I strategize for you. Because I can't, like I said, if you want me to be looking at what's in your house and what's needed, I can't do that because I can't even do that for myself.
Facts.
I don't even know whether I need a spice rack. I don't know. Is the turmeric still there? I don't know.
Is it in date?
I don't know. When I was moving, no, I was very embarrassed. When I was moving house, my cleaner, I asked her, oh, can you just clean out my spice drawer and anything that's out of date, just throw it away. Tell me why there was three things left. There was three things. There was Himalayan salt, there was black pepper, and there was flour.
Everything else out of date.
Everything else is gone.
Girl.
I said, bitch, when was the last time you used a spice? That's what? What?
But I hear you.
But yes, legacy, dreamer. Sim. Like,
yeah.
I want
and
you.
I feel like I see the best in you.
Yes.
And I see your talents from a perspective you can't even see.
Yes.
And because of the space I work in, I know how those talents could be used.
Yes.
And so I'm like, how can we make that a thing?
And also, when I hear you tell me what you want to do, I never say like, oh, that's not really realistic.
Let me tell you something.
Push you until there is nothing.
This is why I hate Sorrel, because you were going to make me say something. Oh, anyway,
girl, say it.
I'm going to talk around it.
Yeah.
Girl, the time being, right? But nothing upsets me more. Mm. And I get upset a lot. I'm a Pisces. But one of the things that high key upsets me is to be working with, be surrounded by, be in friendships or relationships with people who don't truly believe in me.
Say
it. Is it so heartbreaking. Like, I'm actually getting emotional. And the reason why, you know, Sorrel is like trying to caution how I speak is because we speak a lot off the mic when the mics aren't on.
Yeah.
And so she knows there's some things I'm trying to work through. But I desperately not only need it, but I want to encourage the cousins listening too. If you know you are working with, sleeping with, clinking drinks with people who do not see you, not wait for it, not as you currently are, but who you're destined to be,
end it.
Pull the fucking plug.
Go.
It is such an insidious thing because whether they realize it or not,
Candice,
their energy is ring fencing who you could potentially be.
I want to take it a step further.
Go for it.
It's demonic. It's demonic. Because let me tell you something. The devil comes to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. I am not about to surround myself with people who are supposed to be my friends, my lover, my business partners. And then you want to kill, steal, and destroy my destiny? Fuck you. It's demonic. It's demonic. It's demonic. It's demonic. Me and my little chef hat. Yes. Because, and
it's around, stop.
Candice.
Stop.
Demonic behavior.
Stop.
Because how dare you?
And again, we'll discuss off mic, but when I link it then to my personal tribulations at this moment, of course it's demonic.
Yes.
Because God wants me to shine, which then means his light is shined in a certain way.
Exactly.
Simple.
Exactly.
And the devil is like, oh, I got to quench that.
And he will use.
So someone. I'm going to use.
He will use someone. He will use someone.
Call me a born again bitch.
Listen. Listen.
Make me sweat. Make me holler. Make me lose my bit. Make me want.
Doom, doom, doom.
Listen. Have you seen the guy in church doing the Christian remix of that?
Oh my God.
He's like, you make me sweat.
Yeah. With holy water. God, I love black people.
We are the greatest.
I love black people. Can't take them nowhere. Can't be serious about nothing. I love them. But yeah.
Demonic.
Candice.
That.
Candice.
And so, to link it to our simpiness, it's nice to know that I'm on the side of good.
Oh, yes.
If all I want for you is to shine in a particular way.
I want your light to be the brightest that it can be. Nothing you say to me will ever be met with. I don't think that's doable.
Ever. Also, I'm always going to blow it up for you. One thing about not me. No, and I forgot to order the tambourines because we really need them today. Let me tell you something. One thing about me.
Speak it.
I ain't a killer, but I'll fucking push you.
Listen.
Off the ledge, listen, off the boat, off the... I ain't a killer, but a little metaphorical manslaughter don't make a bitch get busy with it.
The base of my foot will be on your back.
Don't tell me your dream, because now I'm dreaming for us both.
Exactly. The thing is, you think your dream is crazy? Wait till you hear my rebuttal to your dream. Just you wait. Because once I add
and then you're going to be blocking my number because you're going to say I'm overdoing it. Don't tell me your things.
Because I will...
I come like BP petrol station. Don't tell me your team.
Fire it.
Bro.
I don't believe personally in staying in the same place for the rest of your life. That is not a thing.
I'm going to strip naked. You know, like when the wrestlers just rip off their t-shirt.
I said WWE in this bitch. Listen, I don't believe in it.
And I said it, I made a TikTok yesterday or something where I said, listen, girls, you're going to do me a favor and you're going to take that how-to book out of your fucking Amazon cart.
Listen.
Because there is such a thing as being over-prepared. You're overdoing it.
Over.
Because you're procrastinating through fear and it's boring.
Yeah.
Even Jeff, if he could message you, he'd tell you he don't want your fucking coin.
Yeah.
That the last 25 books is going to do it. It's going to.
Jeff Bezos like, why am I here?
You're like, you ain't reading no new shit. Like, and you know what it is? It's fear. It's fear. And it's like,
it's fear.
The next phase for us all is to get in the ring.
And this
the
is
the only
why.
Thing you're gonna learn now is by taking a little bit of a beating.
Listen,
I'm not saying it's all gonna be hardship,
no.
But the next things for you to learn can only be through practice.
Absolutely.
How long? I didn't even read my theory book, but shut up, Esther.
That's why I'd be taking off windows on the way to Soho Farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
just taking
off. I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I see a roadside. I'm like, what's that? I swear to God.
With the roadside?
Girl, I just be like, what that mean?
Yeah, me too. I got a ticket once because I didn't know what a road sign was. It was the road sign that has the taxi and the little motorbike with the red circle around it, which means you can't go through there. And I thought it meant cars and motorbikes welcome. I thought it was welcome. So I drove through like la 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 la. And then Hackney Council like, bitch. And I was like, oh my bad. Sorry, Hackney Council. I didn't know.
I
thought y'all was saying we was welcome here.
Make it clearer.
Right? Say no cars.
Like, what?
Anyways, but no, you have to book yourself to death. And it's fear. And this is why you need someone who will put your dream onto that fire pot and make a meal out of it.
Because let me tell you something, guys. Last night, when I say Sorelle prophesied on my life, I know she just left church, so spirit was still
spirit was on her.
But Sorelle was spitting bars last night. I was like, girl, stop, because you're going to make me cry. But all the friends in my life, I can phone them. And some of them, even if they're not going to prophesize like that, they'll simply be like, bitch, we're waiting on you.
Yeah.
Like, we're bored.
Yeah.
We've been telling you. So not only are we telling you it's going to be fine, we're here to support.
Yeah.
Like, how do you need help with child? Like, what can make this work?
How? And listen, I will go down to, if you tell me your idea, I'll go down to the bare bones. Pen and paper, and we will start from the bottom.
What is the skeleton? What is it?
A timeline. Because let me tell you something. You won't start until you are start.
Straight. So, and we've said this so many times in so many different variations. But you know what it comes down to, girl? Because you know we like a theme.
Mm-hmm.
It is rooted in how you value yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It is rooted in how
you... Because once you start seeing your own value, you won't let fear dictate your value.
Let a dog you won't go let chase...
Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
And someone is treating you like a lake where you're the motherfucking Atlantic Ocean.
Get me out of this dark place.
Hallelujah!
Jesus! Ah! Let them use your candies! Ah! Girl, I'm in church.
Girl. The mic gotta go again. Sorry, I'm not ready to talk. I'm not ready.
No, deep hit.
I'm not ready.
Deep hit. You cannot contain the Atlantic Ocean, and someone is fully treating you like you're a lake, like just a few pebbles.
No, Candice. Remember when we said about being in a stadium?
And guess what? As an ocean, right? I can't believe this is going to get this deep. As an ocean, you can't see your capacity because
you're the ocean. You're big, baby. You're big.
But you are it. So you don't even know your velocity or your width or how much of the earth you take up.
You don't know.
So when someone comes to you saying you're a lake, you're like, I must be because you can see me.
But you need someone with
a bird's eye view.
I don't know what's in the water.
I don't know.
I don't know what's in the water.
Spirit said today.
He said today.
Today's
the day. I'm going to gather a few people.
All your friends have a bird's eye view.
Bird's eye view.
And they're like, baby, you're the ocean.
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 You have friends who are eagles.
Literally.
Flying.
Sending.
They can see. They can see
your
you,
capacity,
but you are allowing power. You're allowing a fisherman to tell you what you are.
God, we're just gonna mash up everything.
You're allowing a fisherman with his little rubber dinghy.
No, but guess why?
Oh.
The fisherman is so quick to tell you what you are.
Go on.
Because he eats from you.
He fishes from you. And the second you realize you're the ocean, there's problems. So he wants you to think you're a lake.
That he can dip in and
in and out of. When you could feed many. You could feed many. Your dream, your assignment, your purpose is there to lift up many. And you have one fisherman telling you who you are. Lies. Like I said, demonic. Like I said.
Sometimes, guys, no, I don't think you understand. So there are some times, and it doesn't happen often, but it happens just enough to remind me of this podcast's purpose.
Yeah.
Sometimes we open up our mouths and it can only be source speaking. Mm,
listen.
We open up our mouth.
Listen.
Because where are these analogies coming from? But they're so bang on.
And I literally
have fishermen in my face who eat very well from me.
Extremely.
Saying, no, you're overthinking your capacity, you're a lake.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, a lot of oceans, you've had fishermen throughout your life telling you, whether it's family.
Yes.
You've had fishermen at every point in your life.
An ex-boyfriend, a teacher.
Every point.
Yes.
Every point. Stop listening to the fishermen.
Because and now you're speaking to two Pisces. Do you understand the power of the ocean? What happens when the ocean realizes it's an ocean? You know you can literally fuck shit up. Right now, literally, the ocean is only playing nice with us for a little piece.
How about
when
that?
She is vexed?
How about that?
She will fuck
how
shit
about
up.
That? How about that?
Then the ocean could finish us like that.
Seconds. The power of water. Anyway,
guys,
let me sip my water,
guys. I can't believe this podcast is free.
Not 5p.
Sometimes I can't.
Listen.
Shit.
And I don't know where that came from.
Bro,
I don't know where. Because I was just trying to talk about me being a sin.
I don't know
where that came from, but know your value and surround yourself with people who know your value.
And trust what they're saying if they have that bird's eye view.
Trust what they're saying.
Because guess what? The fishermen don't even have the bird's eye view. They just know they can eat from
you. Yes. Yes.
Ooh.
And if you ain't got friends who got a bird's eye view, let me tell you who has the biggest bird's eye view. God himself.
Woo.
God himself.
Woo! And let me tell you something. As someone who does believe in God, but like I say, I struggle with religion because I think religion can be so painful. Yes. Yeah.
As its own thing.
But as someone who does believe in an all ever knowing supportive presence, you ain't got to be in no church. No. You ain't got to be in no choir. You ain't got to look a certain way or walk a certain way. It's sometimes just sitting with self and allowing that voice to move through you. So it's just allowing that to and allowing then, sometimes you guys are hearing, you're listening to your value, but you're not hearing it. You're not believing it.
You're not believing it.
And the only way you show the energy of earth that you believe it is by doing. It is in the process of doing.
Ooh.
Your physical actions have to marry with your spiritual beliefs of self. And that's why I said I'm not a killer, but I'll push you.
Oh, yeah.
Because in the motion of you falling and screaming, at least you're doing.
Yep.
Earth is like, oh, she's on it.
Yep.
She's active. It just wants you to be active.
Active.
To be active. To play an active role in your life's purpose. That is all that is being asked of you.
Listen.
Not perfection.
Nope.
Not knowing.
Nope.
Not finishing.
Nope.
Active.
Start small.
Bruh.
Start small.
Bruh.
I remember when we did that talk, and I hope she's listening. Homegirl was telling us about she wanted to start like a food-based business that was like plant-based. And
yes.
She was like, I want a stall here. And we were like, baby girl.
No, you're going to start with five friends around your kitchen table.
Exactly. And cook for them a nice
And you're
going
to give them a little business card.
Absolutely. And tell them to make social clips. And that's how you start small.
Small.
Start small.
And with what you have. Some of you are being paralyzed by this idea of needing tech, kit, production, numbers. I got to look. With what you have.
The little you have will multiply.
Always.
Well, my mom always gives the analogy of how do you expect more to come into your hand if your hand is closed? You have to open up your hand so stuff can go out and come back in. That's just the way the universe works. What you give is what you get. You just gotta take that first step.
And I want activity, guys. I know we're coming to the end of the year. So yes, take rest. And the reason why I think rest is, of course, it's important. But my best friend said to me the other day, I was feeling overwhelmed speaking about the situation. I was speaking to you the other day. And she said, Candice, just because you're tired, it doesn't mean you're incompetent.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes we confuse the two. Just because you're tired, it doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
You actually just need to take a rest.
Yeah.
Yeah? So yes, it is the time for rest this oncoming season, but activity, it does, like we said, it does, you don't need no grand plan for 2024. The word could simply be activity.
That's it. But please close that how-to book.
Oh!
Please close that how-to book.
Oh!
Please.
Ooh!
Please.
Like.
Because you will how-to yourself.
To death.
The grave.
And guess what? Nothing has taught me more about my career than just being active. You just got to be active. And you also have to be welcoming of lulls and setbacks and getting a bit bruised.
Yes.
It's all part and parcel.
It's part of it. But fear is worse than the bruising that you will get after being active. I promise
fear
you that.
Fear is like a steroid, you know. The way you will multiply this story in
Listen.
Your brain. And it won't come nothing close to what you're thinking, but you will just be doing. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Sure.
I said we were in a lull. God said, bitch, I got some fire.
That was a lake speaking. Speak like an ocean. Speak like an ocean. Okay?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Right, we're going to move on to our listener confession now. The title is She's a Terrible Parent.
Okay.
I know, don't judge other people. Don't judge other women. Uh-huh. Don't judge mothers. That being said, I'm fed up. Before I start, can I say I'm a day one follower?
Clicks, clicks, clicks.
You two bring me joy on my commute to work. And when the minisode started, oh boy, people think that's the crazy chick always laughing to herself at 6 a.m, looking half asleep. Loving the growth and the sisterhood. Thank you for this space. Now back to the confession. On my son's first day of nursery, he met a lovely boy and they became best friends. Mm-hmm. They are still friends today, but the relationship is strained. Mm-hmm. Backstory. As the boys were friends, we mums became the best of friends. We spend a lot of time with each other and our families know us as the mum and son best friend quad group.
Okay.
Very early on, we had differing parenting styles. I was of the frame of mind of teach early, so by the time primary is over, the routine is built and hopefully the teenage years won't be so tough. Mm-hmm. She did that. I didn't have much growing up, so he gets anything he wants. Okay, let me say that again. She did the I didn't have much growing up, so he can have anything he wants.
Right.
So even if there was bad behavior, she never followed through with the punishment and could within a few weeks buy a big present because he was upset with her.
Don't do that.
Black mum pause. Sorry.
Don't do that. The way you looked at me.
Because I wanted to make sure I was reading right. He has trashed at least 5 game consoles, countless phones, hers and his. And anything I get for my son, she would buy her son the upgraded version. So she's doing competition time. Fast forward 12 years, rotted! Okay, John! Whoa, was not expecting that. I thought we were on the current reality. You should have told me I was talking about the past. It's like Inception. Whoa! I was like, whoa. And he routinely swears at her and absolutely tells her not. She's a crap parent.
Absolutely not.
Watch out. And now he also hits her. Let me just drink my coffee.
Absolutely not.
Let me just drink my coffee.
Absolutely. Mm. Never.
Mm. You'll be an empty tea in this bitch. Sorry. He doesn't try that nonsense with me.
Yep.
As when he was 6, I showed him YouTube videos of adults talking about Nigerian discipline methods. And he must have decided he didn't want to find out if I would follow through.
Yes.
I've even given him a timeout at his own birthday party. Wow. Due to rudeness. And he had to apologize to guests before he could rejoin his own party. I so want to tell her I told you from time, follow through with the consequences. But at this point, that would just be piling on. Don't get me wrong. Over the years, I'd say to her, please don't reward his bad behavior. And she'd say he apologized. He won't do it again. And after a while, I shut up because I'm not Miss Know-It-All. Mm. My issue is now my son is conflicted.
Okay.
Of course he would be. He just found out about his friend hitting his aunt and now he wants to throw hands.
Ooh.
Ladies, what are your 2 cents on this?
Ooh.
Listen, live stream that fight like KSI.
Okay. God damn. Oh my God.
Send me the link. I'll pay.
Put that bitch on Patreon.
I want your son to whoop his ass.
Okay. All right. Now,
okay.
Candace.
In all seriousness,
send the link there. listen,
it's a testament to who you've raised.
Yeah.
Because like he's like, what's even going on here? And whilst hear this though, whilst of course I don't want to encourage your son to throw hands, I do think. There is a version of understanding that can only come from your son to the brethren. He already doesn't... Guess what? This young man already respects your son more than his own mum.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
His long-term brethren looking at him and being like, you're a dirty, stinking pussy, yo. best friend of life said you're a nutty stinking pussy.
You have to just reshift.
Oh my God. Do you know what I'm... I don't know why this came into my mind. You know that girl? You left your moms in the hood?
What?
Stick to my stomach, fam.
You left your moms in the hood?
That. This could be the only person that could make... Not even get him straight, but make him start seeing sense.
Yes. I would have cut this friendship a long time ago.
I would have too. Because I'm the birds of a feather flock together type. And I don't know how, again, it's testament to your parenting, how that boy didn't rub off on your son. Well, it couldn't because your son would be an amputee and that would be what you're writing to tell us. But
okay. All right.
It'd be like confession title. My son has no hands. But it could have so easily been that his behavior rubbed off in your household. Woo. I know they're probably listening, but this is why I don't keep friends with my pickney them people.
No.
I mean, I'm not in that.
No.
I'm not in that. I'll come to the birthday party, I'll kiki, but my friends are my friends. Mm-hmm. And I've established friendships before getting into this playground thing.
Yep.
I also don't get out that car until I see the teacher at the gate. I see mum standing up at 2:55.
I don't want to.
Gate don't open till 3:30. They've got a babe in arms with no hat on, chest catching up, all type of cold, to just be chatting shite.
Nope.
Because
are you telling me the only connection that we have is the fact
is
that our
kids go to school?
You're crazy. That is crazy. What are you saying? No, I have friends. Like, you should get some.
Do you know what I mean? So, damn.
That's a really hard confession. I would say, listen, obviously, your son shouldn't. Mm. Throw hands. Mm. Should a hand get thrown?
I hope it's his.
Yeah. And I hope that the boy who's receiving hands, straightens up. But at this point, life is going to have to teach him what respect looks like. And his mother's going to have to start putting boundaries. And the problem is, let's talk about this. Mm. Parents who want to be friends with their children. I have no problem with you having a relationship with your child. But first and foremost, your duty as a parent is to parent your child so that they can grow up to be a member of society who doesn't make me want to rip my own hair out.
Straight.
At that point, once you have put that baseline in, yes, then we can be friends. Then we can have that friendship where you can tell me anything and I can tell. But first and foremost, I'm your parent. Yeah. That means there's times you're not going to like me and that's okay. That is more
Get to
than
the back
okay.
of the line. Do you know what I mean?
Like, because in the moment that you don't like me, guess what? I've just made you employable.
I've saved your life. I've kept you out of jail. I've stopped you throwing hands. I've stopped you killing someone. It actually is that simple.
So it's okay.
I'd prefer that you don't like me and you can hold on to this moment.
Absolutely.
I hear that. Also though, and whilst you didn't say this, this goes back to an episode we've done a few seasons ago, that enmeshment between mothers and sons. That dirty, grimy enmeshment that if you're not careful, it just completely creates a huge blind spot to certain troubling behaviours. Because if he's throwing hands at mum, he's gonna put hands on his wife. Yeah. It's a fact. Yeah. Also, it's going to be the wife coming to mumsy begging for mercy and you're going to be like, not my son. Yep. He's not the problem.
Yep.
I would love to know the backstory to that mother's relationship status because it's giving very much the energy of my son's the man of the household.
Absolutely.
It's giving baby boy energy.
Instead of putting that money in and resources and time back into yourself as a mother to make sure that you love yourself.
Five consoles.
Five. And my phone. No, my phone. My phone.
Like,
sorry, no, I just had to repeat that. My phone.
I'm so baffled right now.
And you don't have a job. You ain't paid. You ain't.
You probably don't even have an NI number.
That's funny.
That's crazy that is?
Funny.
You'd be lucky if you had a mattress on the floor.
And also, this whole thing of he's apologized, he won't do it again.
What did we say? We need activity.
We need activity.
I need action, yeah. Not words.
Do you know what a sorry is? Sorry, Mum, I did that. I've got a job. I'm going to be saving £20 a week.
And I'm going to buy you
a new phone. Because that is taking accountability and ownership of the thing that I have done, and now I am rectifying said thing.
Hmm.
You know what? Better yet, you just forward her this segment of the podcast.
Yeah, because it might. And also, I would say to make it easier on yourself, get ahead of mourning this friendship. The timelines run out.
Yeah.
And that much I can tell you. The timelines run out because your son now can't unsee or unlearn or unthink certain things. Yeah. And so I would say to protect you and your son's mental health, it's time to cut this dead in the water.
And explain to her why you are cutting it.
Right.
Because she actually has to understand. Right.
This is not one of them distant blocking numbers. No.
I'm writing you a
4-page letter.
Oh.
And it's the dinner with the geese. You're going to put that in ink.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, screenshot.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
A little screenshot sound clip.
And we bopped our head at the same time.
I rate you because what you've also been doing is you've been co-parenting.
Yes.
You've actually been co-parenting.
All three of you, because your son is his father. How about that?
Right.
How about that?
You're giving a kid time out at their own...
Bruh.
Some mothers do have him, literally.
Yeah. Good luck to her, though.
Yeah. Anyway, what's said in the closet?
Stays in the closet.
Ta-ra.
Bye.